Kurt Bosselman joined the U.S. Marines in the summer of 2001. He had just graduated from Poolsville High School in the outer Maryland suburbs of Washington, D.C. Corporal Bosselman was killed late last year in combat near Fallujah, Iraq. Nancy Marshall Genzer has this remembrance.
Kirk Bosselman grew up on a 50-acre spread more than 25 miles north of Washington. There's a big fireplace in a spacious kitchen.
Used in moderation.
Around the kitchen table, Kirk's family members are flipping through a photo album, reminiscing.
That was Colorado going through the trees. Little kid, no style but speed.
Bosselman's father, Reiner, is looking at a picture of Kirk skiing in Colorado, a blur, racing as fast as he can. Reiner Bosselman says his only son had quite an independent streak. After high school, he went to California, dreaming of diving out of airplanes to fight fires. When smoke jumping didn't work out, Kirk joined the Marines, only telling his family after he'd signed the paperwork. Kirk's mother, Beverly, wasn't happy with his decision, but she wasn't all that surprised.
He lived every minute of his life on the edge. If he could find danger, he found it, and enjoyed the seeking of it, enjoyed outwitting it, surviving it.
At Kirk's memorial service, a videotape was shown that sketched out key scenes from the 21-year-old's life.
I've learned to be gentle.
One of his favorite songs by Randy Travis played in the background.
I found only two things that last till the end. One is your heroes, the other's your friends.
There's Kirk hunting, graduating from high school, mugging for the camera. Joe Brown was one of Kirk's best friends. He put the video together. The two were inseparable. Joe brought his camera everywhere, even duck hunting on an icy Potomac River, senior year in high school.
Joe Brown, what's up? What's going on? Look at all that ice!
That's Kirk, sitting in the back of the boat, narrating for the camera. Brown says military discipline helped Kirk harness his exuberance and passion for life.
And the Marine Corps really helped him to channel that into something good and shape him to the character and build his character and shape him into the person that he became.
About 2 weeks before he was killed, Brown says Kirk sent him an email confiding that he did not want to go back to Fallujah.
He couldn't tell me where they were going. But he'd already been there once, and he already lost a friend there, and he didn't want to go back because house-to-house fighting was definitely the worst that there was. And I'm not saying that doesn't mean he was afraid, and he definitely wasn't. But if he had a choice, he definitely wouldn't have chose to go there. But I'm sure he was in the front of the line to get there once they gave him the orders.
Kirk Bosselman died serving a country he wasn't even a citizen of. Kirk was Canadian. His family moved to the U.S. from the Toronto area when he was 7. He had applied to become a U.S. citizen. His application was still being processed when he was killed. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer.